Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
I want to continue to talk about this thing concerning us belonging and our family. And repeat this after me, okay? Church is not a place I go to. Church is not an event I attend. Church is a spiritual family I belong to. Church is a spiritual family that I belong to. Point to somebody and say, that means you. Amen. Amen. Belonging is extremely important to our lives. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I want to sort of tie the ends to it a little bit. But over in John chapter 10, there's a couple of verses here that I want to look at that sort of tells you a little bit about belonging. And it says this over in John 10, 26. It says, those who believe already belong to God. Those who believe already belong to God. And as Jesus told the Pharisees, listen to what Jesus said. You do not believe. So he's pointing out that they don't believe some things. They don't believe in him. They don't believe in what he's doing. They don't believe who he is. They just don't. He said, you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. You do not believe because you do not belong. So not belonging, in other words, it's like I said, it's not an event we're having today. Church coming together is not an event. It's we are the church. We're the people. We are family. We are family. Y'all been listening to that. Anyway. You believe, he said, you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. Watch this. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. There's three things in here that I want you to notice. I want you to notice belong, believe, and behave. Belong, believe, and behave. All in this verse that Jesus is speaking. And he's letting them know that when you belong, your belief comes easier. When you belong, you believe easier. Because you got family that reinforces your belonging, that you're important. Turn to somebody and say, you're very valuable here. Now turn to the other way and say, I really mean it. So you're very valuable. By the way, Philip, Thank you for filling in when Dan is out. I just really appreciate you. I really do. Stand up. We want to say thank you. He does a great job. But all of y'all do a great job. You really do. So it's got belong, believe, and behave. Because what did he say? He said, well, you don't believe because you don't belong. So we need to make sure that we belong. We're a part. This is just not something we go to. This is not something we just attend. This is a family gathering. This is a group of God's people meeting together in a building that has been built for this purpose and for other purposes as well. But we belong. We got to be able to belong. So when we belong, we will believe more of what is happening in the family and what God wants to do with the family, with the congregation, with the people. And so it causes us to hear his voice. He said, you belong. He said, and you hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. He didn't say you didn't hear other voices. He said, you'll know his. You'll know his voice. Because you're going to hear a lot of voices, but you're going to know his. Why? Because we belong to him, and he belongs to us. Right? So he said, but my sheep will hear my voice, and I know them. I know them. See, this thing about knowing him in this passage talks about the ability to talk to each other. It's a relationship. the ability to speak with each other. So we're in a family that we can speak to the Father. The Father hears us, and the Father speaks to us. And the Father speaks to us a lot of times through each other. Because that's the reason we really need each other. No man is an island. He's not looking for Long Rangers. Long Ranger days never were, and there never will be. This is his deal, and it's a big deal. And it should be a big deal to you that you're connected and you belong. And that app will help us stay connected. Even have you ever had the newsletters on the other paper news? All of a sudden you where'd that newsletter? I'd like to see what time that started, and you couldn't find it. Yeah, I get it. But see, now it's going to be in your pocket. Everything about us is going to be in your pocket. But belong, and then he says, not only do they know my voice, but they will behave. They will follow me. This word about follow me has two things. This thing about follow me is they will fellowship with me, and they will act as I'm acting. They will act according to my behavior. They will do what I'm doing. They will say what I'm saying. So he said, this thing about belonging is extremely important because it will help you believe. And not only that, it will help you behave. It will help you to follow him. You know, it's one thing to say Christ is my Savior. It's another thing to say he is my Lord. You know, he's the Father. He's the one that says, "I want Mary Jane, I want you to do this." And then you go do it. Does that make sense? I'd like for you to not do this, and then you don't do it. Right, because he's wanting to communicate to us. This thing about following means that we will fellowship with him in a relationship. We'll fellowship with him, and then we'll also act accordingly. We'll act on what he says and what he does. I just think it's an awesome thing to be part of a church family, a spiritual family, that we are here together and that we belong to each other. We belong to him and we belong to each other. Amen? Say hello to your brothers and sisters. Just turn around and say hello to them. It's good to see you. Amen. Amen. All right, I need somebody over on this side who will volunteer for me. I just need one person over here on this side who will volunteer for me. There you go. I need you to get up. Come on, yeah, get on up. Yeah, come on. I take back my hand. Come on. Trot. Over this way. No, over this way. Go over there and say hello to one of your brothers or sisters. That's great. See, why? It's just, thank you. Hey, it's good to have you, by the way.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good to see you. Why? We're brothers and sisters, right? It's just as easy as walking across the side of the room, the other side of the room, just to say hello to somebody, just to speak, just to say, hey, is there anything I can help you pray for? Why? Because the connection is so valid, the connection is so valuable, that we need each other. He's created us that way, to need each other. And we can't set aside this thing about belonging, because once you belong, you belong. Amen. Once you belong, you belong. And this thing about taking the ownership of belonging, every time you take ownership of something, you influence it. Every time you take ownership of something, you're able to influence it. So when you take ownership of belonging to this place, to this body, you have ownership of belonging, and then you have the ability to influence. Does that make sense? Why? Because this is what we do, to influence. See, the Bible doesn't say, I have the mind of Christ, does it? What does it say? We have the mind of Christ, which I'm a part of the we, but I can't say, well, I'm the only one here that has the mind of Christ. Can't do that. I'm the only one here that hears God, and I'm the only one here that knows what God's saying. I'm the only one here I'm not the only one. Because Paul said, we have the mind of Christ. So I need you. That's the reason I love the Wednesday, and I love the Sunday too, but I love the Wednesday night gatherings that we have. Because it's just open forum, and people are able to say and ask questions and make comments. You know, it's hard to do that on a Sunday morning because you don't quite have the space and the time to do all that. But I love the Wednesday nights because you know what I get to do? I get to hear. I get to hear from them. And I hear what God's telling them. And I hear the viewpoints that God has shown them that I haven't seen. Do what? And it's a lot of fun. Yeah, Eileen said it's fun too. But I tell you what, whoever decided that you could have fun at church? You know, fun being church. Fun being who we are. Why? You know, and there's somebody here that hears a word for you. I don't know who it is. It's somebody. Matter of fact, I thought about this morning, right before I left the house, I thought about this, and I said, well, maybe I need to say something. And I forgot about it until now. Somebody in here doesn't laugh enough. There's one. You really just don't laugh enough. Wave your hand. I'd really need to learn to laugh more. There you go. Just wave at me. Just wave. I just need to learn. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that the joy will just overflow them. And God, that the laughter that's deep inside their spirit would come out of their soul. And they would be able to laugh in the midst of some of the worst things that they'll ever go through. But they'll have the laughter, but they'll have the joy to understand that it is created by their Father for them to have joy and laughter. See, God, the Bible says that God sits in the heavens and laughs. He does that every time he sees Kent. Kent, I'm messing with you. I just had to pick you out today, so it's good to see you. It really is. So every time he looks at Kent, he just starts laughing. And he does that, I think he does that when he sees all of his children. You know why that? Because we bring him such joy. Because, you know why? We belong to him. And he belongs to us. And he wants us to belong to each other. He wants us to act on belonging to each other. You know, it's one thing, I was talking to somebody just this past week, And somebody was saying, you know, you can mess with me. You can mess with a lot of things. You can mess with stuff that I have. But don't mess with my family. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Just don't mess with my family. Now, I'm not saying we won't be Christian. But we'll be Christian with power. I heard that. Yeah. So God is the reason he created the universe is for him to have a family. He created the whole universe so he could have you. And he's got kids all over the world. So we're just part of the family. The family of God. Say this to yourself. Or you can say it out loud, but you're talking to yourself. I belong here. I belong here. There's such value in that. And everyone's important. Everyone's important here. We don't have this thing about, well, I don't need this, I don't need that. But you need what God has already put in your life. Okay, let's go to number two. I got more to say about that, but let's go to number two. Get planted. If you belong here, get planted. Everybody say, get planted. Yes. See, a lot of us, we carry around who we are. We carry them around in a little flower pot. I'm not going to plant. I want to go over here. You need to get planted. I'm not going to get planted. Well, let me tell you about getting planted. Psalm 1 says this: how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. Then he said, but his delight is in the word, is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. Listen to this. And he will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which, what happens when you're planted, yields its fruit in its season. The leaf does not wither. In other words, you're going to have plenty of water, you're going to have plenty of fruit. And whatever he does, he'll prosper. That doesn't come out of a pot. That comes out of being planted. You understand what I'm saying? Get planted. Why is that? And here's another one. Psalm 92 said, a righteous man will flourish like a palm tree. He will grow like the cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord. Planted where? In the house of the Lord. He will grow like a cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. The courts of our God, you know what that means? He will flourish in the midst of the people. In other words, being planted in the house of the Lord, everybody in the house will know that you're flourishing. Because in the midst of, doesn't matter what we go through, you know, we want to put, well, I'm only flourishing when I'm on the mountaintop. That's not true. Some of the richest soil is in the valley. Some of the most beautiful flowers are in the valley. So this thing about being planted is his idea. You'll flourish in the courts. You'll flourish in the midst of God's people. And they will still yield fruit in their old age. Doesn't matter how old you are, you can still flourish because you're still planted. And you're still valuable, and you still have a purpose, and you still have a reason, and you're still connected. Why? Because that's God's deal. That's God's plan. That's his plan. And he said, and they shall be full of sap. Every once in a while, I see some sappiness going on. No, they're full of life. They're just full of life. This passage says that they're full of sap, and they're very green. In other words, they're prosperous, but they're full of life. They're ready to produce the life that needs to be produced. And see, you're not here just to produce your own life. You're here to produce the lives of others, to help the lives of others. Why? Because if you're suffering, I'm suffering. As a matter of fact, just this very moment, here's what I want to do. We have one particular person in our family that is suffering, and it's Antoni Staley and his family are suffering. He's been diagnosed with cancer in his colon, cancer in his liver, cancer in his lungs. Now, that's the diagnosis. So I'm not going to the diagnosis. I'm going to the source that can heal it. Does that make sense? So we want to pray for him, but listen to this. He's not able to work. His wife is not able to work all the time because she has to be there to take care of him as well. And he starts chemo. He gets his port put in, I think, tomorrow. And he starts chemo this coming week. I want to bless him. I really do. And I want to take up an offering. Right now, I want to take up an offering to bless this family during this hardship and during this time. Yeah, we're going to pray, but I want to bless him. So if you just ask the Lord what it is that you're supposed to give, and I want you to just come out of your seat right now. Come up here and just put it in these plates. Okay, will you do that? Father, I thank you for this man of God, and I thank you for his family, and I thank you for his children. Lord, but I know that what he's going through seems like it's helpless to him, but it's not helpless to you. Lord, you do the impossible. So what I'm asking you, Father, as we're asking you together, that when he suffers, we suffer. That's what you said. When he rejoices, when one rejoices, the other rejoices. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless him and his family financially in a way that it makes up what it is that they've lost because they have had so much time away from work. So, God, receive what it is that we're given today in your name. And, God, I ask you, Lord, that the stripes of Jesus, Lord, your word says, by his stripes you are healed. You are healed. So, Lord, I just ask your blessings upon him and his family. And Lord, may the children's bread, may the healing of God just overcome him right now. Just overcome him. Lord, we know the diagnosis, but we believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? Let's believe the report of God. Let's believe and stand in the very report that God said, I provided for you. See, if we're part of a family, he provides. He's the provider. When we can't provide, he can. When it looks hopeless to you and I, he comes through. You know, we sing songs. We've not lost a thing yet. He's always come through for us. He's always been there for us, and he's going to be there for this family. He's going to be there. You need something? You need to say something? I'm sorry. Yeah, go online and give. If you want to give online, you can use your phone and go online and give that way. And just let it be for just put. For Antony, and we'll make sure that gets to him this week. Okay, but see, this is church. This is what family does. This is what family does. And he says, being planted, you'll flourish in the court, you'll yield fruit even when you get older, and you'll have a lot of life, and you'll stay green, and you'll just have all the stuff that you're supposed to have that God wants to give you. And then he says, because of that, you will be able to declare, you'll be able to make a declaration that the Lord is upright. Amen. The Lord is a, God is a good God. There's no one like him. He loves us more than we love ourselves a lot of times, and like I said, if you want to give afterwards, you wasn't comfortable coming up, just go to the information center and you can give that way, and you can make a declaration by being planted. You make a declaration that the Lord is upright, and the second declaration is he is my rock. He is my rock. He is my rock. See, being planted, you're able to say, he is my rock. Why? Because he's got his family surrounding you. Amen. You know, sometimes you just need people, you need family to stand with you when you go through things. When there's hardships and difficulties and difficulties, you need family that's going to be there to support you, to be there to help you, be there to hold you up, and be there to walk with you. You know, we can no longer be like a people that says, okay, one has fallen over here. I never liked him anyway. Do you hear what I'm saying? No, you don't get that option in the body of Christ. Because when you belong to him and he belongs to you. See, we can't take on the attitude, just kick them off to the side because they're not much benefit. Listen, the Bible tells you and I that in the body, the pieces, the parts, the members of the body that is unseen, he gives more honor to. God gives more honor to the pieces that to the members that he can't see. The ones that's not up front doing this or up front doing that. The ones that are serving when nobody knows. He said, I'll give more honor to those people. He honors all of us, he said, but I'm going to bestow more honor to those because they're not in it. They're not here. And not that we are. We're not here to be seen. They don't worship and play because they want to be seen. That's performance. Performance never helped anybody. You can get that at any world, a concert. You can get people to perform. But worship, true worship, anointed worship, is very difficult to come by. Anyway, Jeremiah 17 says this, he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots to the stream and will not fear when the heat comes. Oh, being planted means that you will not be afraid when the heat shows up. And by the way, has the heat ever showed up in your life? Has it ever become hot before? I mean, all of a sudden it's like, why am I going through this? He said, you won't be afraid when the heat comes if you're planted. That's another benefit for being planted in the house of the Lord. You will not fear when the heat comes. You will not, and the leaves will always be green. Listen to this one, and they will not be anxious in the year of drought. So being planted is an antidote for anxiety. Bless you. Being planted is an antidote for anxiety. Why is that? Because that's the way God made it. That's the way God made it. Then he goes on and says, this planting in Jeremiah 17, nor will they ever cease to yield fruit. We're a fruitful people. I'm telling you, we are a blessed, blessed people. Blessed people. And we've got so many people in our heritage that we owe gratitude to. To be where we are today, we didn't start this. We're just enjoying the fruit of it and building upon what the other people, where they stood, we just stand on their shoulders and keep building. Does that make sense? Why? It's because that's the way God made it. See, we didn't do this. He did it through people before us and people that are with us. He's doing it now. I'm telling you, the greatest days of this house and other houses that are following the purposes of God, the greatest days are in front of us. We've had some great days, some dark days, but we've had some great days. But our greatest days are about to happen. Because, you know why? Because the heat's coming. Because the heat's coming. Why? Because that's like a forge. That's gonna make us into the weapons of warfare that God can use that will go against darkness no matter how gross the darkness is. Okay, so stay focused on God. It'll help you stay focused on God. If you don't get planted, you'll be unsettled, unfixed, detached, root-bound, halted, and stunted growth. That comes from this right here. When you go get flowers or go get a plant, it's on display for you to do what? For you to take it home and plant it. Why? Because now it's got plenty of room for its roots to grow. Plenty of roots to plenty of space to spread out and become everything that it's meant to be. Third thing, move in. Everybody say, move in. Yeah, and I don't mean bring in your bed cots and start sleeping here. Move in. What does that mean? It means understand the connection. Understand that you're here to fellowship, you're here to serve, and you're here to support. Why that? He said, move in. How's that? Colossians 2:19 says, the head, being held fast by the head, the entire body is held together, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments of each other. See, this thing, we're joined to each other. We have connections with each other. And he says, why? And he says this, because it causes growth in the body toward God. We need, and I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about who we are. To be able to respond properly, because you know you got people that's got your back. You know the glory of the Lord has your back. You know that you're here, you're planted, and then when something happens, we're here for you. We're here for you. And he says, and it goes on in Ephesians, says this. He said, "You're fitted together. You're fitted together." It's like this. It's like when there's times in our early marriage that me and Brenda were like this. And then there's an understanding about who we are as individuals that becomes one. And then all of a sudden, it becomes one. And that sometimes happens in the body of Christ. We feel some of the tension. See, we have to stay close to each other with an understanding that, wait a minute, this is going to work out. This is going to work out. This is going to work out. What's that one thing they used to do when we was real little? We'd do, this is the church. This is the steeple. Open the doors, and there's all the people. Well, the people is the church. We are the church. We need to move in because we have a spot, we have a place. We need to move from being a consumer to a contributor. Amen. Last thing, make space. Move in, then make space. Make space for help. Make space for others. See, you and I are here. We are here to help each other live out the fullness that God has for each one. You're a contributor to that. You're a support of that. I don't know, it may be you're doing this type of work, doing that type of work. But see, that work is your ministry. That's what God's put your hands to for you to be able to do that. And that's ministry. So we're here to help each other. We're here for each other. One last thing and we'll close. Over in Samuel, it talks about David was fleeing from Saul, and he went to the cave of Adullam, and there his family and friends and other people came, and the Bible says they were distressed, they were in debt, and there was one more, discouraged. They was distressed, they was in debt, and they were discouraged. And there was about 400 of them. How'd you like to be in a cave with 400 people that are distressed, in debt, and discouraged? But see, that's how we all came to God. Amen. Then in 2 Samuel, it starts naming, David is sharing his last comments of his life. And he talks about, and he calls it, David's mighty men. And it talks about one killing 300 with a sword. It talks about one of them that defended a pea field. There's a field of peas out here that all the people left, but this one man stood out there in the middle of that field and defended that pea field. Why? Because it belonged to God's people. So that one man stood and he fought so hard that his hand stuck to his sword, and he killed. And the Bible said there was a troop of enemies. You know how many they were? 100 people. There's 100 people out there against one man. And the Bible says, and God brought a great victory that day. You know why? He stood his ground. He stood his ground. But anyway, all of this, all that it starts naming all the men's, all the men, and one of them jumped into a pit on a snowy day and killed a lion. Why? Because he's supposed to, I guess. I don't know. There's so many. I don't have time to go into all the stories. It's a beautiful thing. But here's what it says. These are the mighty men that David, you ready? That David had. They belonged. When they came to David, the Bible says that David was made captain over all of them. They belonged to David. You don't belong to me. I'm not saying that. I am saying you belong here. You belong to God. And when you belong, you get activated in doing whatever it is that God wants you to do. Does that make sense? But because they belonged, they were distressed, they were in debt, and they were discouraged. But when they belonged to David, when they said, we submit to you as our captain, they became mighty men of God. Amen? How many of you here belong here? Stand up. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your purpose in our life. Lord, I thank you that the things that you want us to do, that we're about to do, are going to be more powerful than the things we've ever done. And Lord, I pray that you will bring us into this place of belonging in such a way that, Lord, we will believe and we will follow you and we'll be unafraid and with no anxiety, no matter what you put in front of us. We will go through any darkness, but we will be the light of that darkness. And we will make a difference wherever you send us, whatever you give us to do, we will make a difference because we belong to you and you belong to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hold on a second. Pastor Terry, you got something? Nope. Okay, if you need help with your app, come up and see him. He'll be here the rest of the day. Love you guys. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.